Baker, Mr. President.
Yeah. Hello. Mr. President.
The purpose of my call is very simple, to wish you the very best on Election Day, all of our candidates, the very best as you go around and campaign, and to tell the people of Tennessee that I regret I couldn't get there, but that I remember all of my visits, and in these next 4 years, I'll be back, just to thank them for the support they've given me through the years.
You're terribly thoughtful to do that, and I'll pass that message on, Mr.
And also, I hope you will say, too, that as you go around, that we stand for peace with honor, not surrender, that we're for a strong America, not a weak America, that we're for the kind of progress that'll bring real prosperity without war and without inflation. I think, too, on the peace issue, you should emphasize that we have, as I pointed out, made a major breakthrough and reached agreement on the issues of the ceasefire and the return of our prisoners of war and the South Vietnamese choosing their own government without having the communist coalitions being posed upon them. That I'm insisting that the details be nailed down so that we won't have the kind of a breakdown we had after 68. And I believe in being firm on it. Don't you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree with
that. Of course, McGovern, our friend is trying to say it's all a hoax. It's no hoax, Howard. You can be sure of that.
No, I don't think there's one person in a million that thinks that's a matter. I told John Ehrlichman when we were talking before you came on the line that I was going to tell you that I was going to scale down what I really believe your margin's going to be in Tennessee, and after scaling it down, I'm going to call it 70-30.
In Tennessee?
Yeah, and Ehrlichman said, well, look, write down your real estimate and envelope and mail it to me, and I told him I would.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck, and would you, Howard, I will not call the House guys. I can't. Would you personally call every House candidate tell them that I mentioned them to you by name?
I will indeed.
Okay.
I'll do that right now.
All right.
Thank you, Mr.
Goodbye.
Bye.